is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention number 140 million doses of the influenza vaccine produced for this year's flu season. But given the limited number of influenza vaccine manufacturing plants in the United States, producers often can't keep up with demand. That gap has led scientists searching for a system to produce vaccines that would take less time and be more agile in a state of emergency. Here with more on an idea being tested on America's tobacco farms is Jesse Hirsch, staff writer for Modern Farmer. He wrote the article, Making Flu Vaccines from Tobacco. Jesse, great to have you back on Word of Mouth.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So how are vaccines produced today? Can you give us a summary?
Sure. The most common way that they're produced is actually you inject some of the flu virus into a chicken egg, and then you have to see it through to its completion, to its hatching. And then for a variety of reasons, there's a lot of other steps to the process that makes it last about 6 months from the first time when you inject into the egg to when you're actually able to use the doses.
So that's a long time. Obviously, if there were some new sudden strain of flu, it would take 6 months at least to produce a vaccine.
Oh, absolutely. It's really unwieldy, and they've been trying for years to come up with a universal vaccine that would work for all influenza strains, but that's way off in the future. So right now, I mean, keeping a vaccine that's nimble and that is addressing the virus that's out there right now is very difficult.
So a search for a more nimble production model landed on tobacco. How? Were there other plants considered?
There definitely were other plants considered. This company, Medicago, which is based in Quebec, actually started 10 years ago experimenting on plants. They had this technique where essentially you inject virus-like particles into various plants, and then It grows to completion in a much shorter period of time. We're talking about from the moment that you inject it to when you can harvest it, it takes about a week.
Wow.
And then once they refine it and everything else, it's about 3 to 4 weeks. And so they were experimenting on alfalfa for a while, but they realized that this cousin of smoking tobacco actually is a lot sturdier. It stood up to the vaccine because when you inject them with the virus-like particles, the plants actually get somewhat sick. So you need a very hardy plant. And they're quicker, and they can produce more of the vaccine particles.
So this is not that they would just, you know, start injecting this into smoking tobacco plants that already exist in the U.S.?
No. It's a very close cousin of the tobacco plant. It still contains a decent amount of nicotine. So definitely the FDA is paying attention to is a little concerned about this being the host. However, the CDC, which has already done some tests, shows that there's virtually no nicotine that comes in the final flu vaccine that we would be giving to children and senior citizens.
Well, obviously, these things have to be tested. How do these tobacco-aided vaccines work so far?
They've worked at They have not. They're currently in the midst of being tested on humans. It's very, very early stage, but it has been 100% effective when they tested on mice. So we shall see. We shall see when it's actually tested on people.
Jesse, one thing I found curious in your article was discovering that the research is funded by the Department of Defense. Now, what does the flu vaccine have to do with the national defense?
I thought that was pretty interesting as well. I think the thought is there's a few different they have this program called Blue Angel that they set up a few years ago, DARPA program. And this is not the only alternative type of vaccine that they've been testing. There's other places that have tested on different plants, but this seems to be kind of the forerunner. The idea is that the flu that we have now, it's varying levels of danger, but there could be something a lot more serious to come along, and it could be a global epidemic killing lots of people. And it's seen that the Department of Defense would like our soldiers, our military, to be able to be quickly vaccinated so that they would be able to be employed and help out any kind of global crisis.
Let's say that the U.S. tobacco industry does not have a reputation for candor, certainly not associated with promoting good health. Any sense that you have of public opinion when it comes to using tobacco for vaccines?
My thought was that people would definitely shy away from this. I mean, the company that's testing this out is partially owned by Philip Morris, which just sets off big red flags. whether or not they would be able to convince people, look, this is safe, it's not actually smoking tobacco that we're growing it in, it's just hosting the virus, but we're not actually, you know, using the plants. Ultimately, we're extracting it before we inject into our children. I don't know. It's hard to say how the public would react.
Well, and from an agricultural point of view, obviously putting those tobacco fields and potentially tobacco field workers back to work.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jesse, when can we expect to see these new vaccines being made available to the public?
Well, because of the lengthy FDA testing process, it looks like it would not be available before 2018. So it's a little ways off in the future.
Jesse Hirsch, thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Jesse Hirsch, staff writer for Modern Farmer. He wrote the article, Making Flu Vaccines from Tobacco. And you'll find a link for more at wordofmouthradio.org.